This message comes from NPR sponsor REI Co-op. REI has gear, clothing, classes, and advice for camping and glamping, biking and hiking, axing and snacksing. Visit your local REI Co-op or REI.com for the million and one ways to opt outside.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. A U.S. official tells NPR that Israel launched a missile strike on Iran overnight. As NPR's Rob Schmitz reports from Tel Aviv, the news follows reports of explosions in central Iran.
Iran state news agency IRNA reported a military official in the central Iranian city of Isfahan, Brigadier General Mihan Dost, is saying loud sounds heard east of the city were the sound of air defenses intercepting what he called a suspicious target, and that no damage was reported in the area. The news comes after a senior U.S. official told NPR that Israel conducted missile strikes in Iran. Iranian news has not reported any such strike and has concluded the sounds reported near Isfahan were the interception of one or more drones. Israel's military has not yet responded to NPR's request for comment. The International Atomic Energy Agency has confirmed on social media that there is no damage to Iran's nuclear sites. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Tel Aviv.
Some 2.5 weeks after Israeli forces ended their raid on Gaza's biggest hospital, crews are finding mass graves at the site. NPR's Aya Petrawi has more from Rafah.
Tractors are digging out bodies from Al-Shifa Hospital's courtyard, where recovery crews tell NPR two mass graves have been found with 35 bodies in them. Some were patients buried with medical waste and cannulas still in their arms. Gaza Civil Defense spokesman Mahmoud Bazal tells NPR 381 bodies have been found in and around Al-Shifa Hospital since Israel's raid ended. He says around 160 others, most of them women and children, are believed to be dead and trapped under the rubble of nearby homes. Israel's military says, quote, 200 terrorists were eliminated during the raid on Al-Shifa and that no civilians were killed or harmed. Aya Batraoui, NPR News in Dubai, with reporting from Omar al-Qatta in Gaza City and Anas Baba in Rafah.
In New York, 12 jurors and one alternate have been chosen in the fraud trial of former President Trump. Five more alternates are needed before opening statements can get underway. Meanwhile, shares in Trump's social media company surged again on Thursday. Details from NPR's Rafael Nam.
It's been a good couple of days for Trump Media and Technology Group. That's the company that owns Truth Social. Shares surged 26% after also gaining in the previous trading session. The gains come after shares had been tumbling for weeks following a lot of negative news. Trump Media had previously spooked investors by saying it would be selling additional shares. The company also said it will start live video streaming. That was seen as a risky and expensive bet. These most recent gains reflect what financial experts have been saying. The stock is volatile. Rafael Nam, NPR News.
U.S. futures are lower in after-hours trading on Wall Street. This is NPR. The House Rules Committee has approved Speaker Mike Johnson's $95 billion foreign aid package for Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan. Democrats are helping to advance the legislation amid a threat by far-right Republicans to punish Johnson for introducing it. Performers at Disneyland and California Adventure are hoping to unionize. As NPR's Mandalit Del Barco reports, the workers have filed a petition with the National Labor Relations Board to join Actors Equity.
Calling themselves Magic United, a supermajority of the 1,700 eligible Disney resort performers in California are taking a step toward forming a bargaining unit in the union to get higher wages and better working conditions. They say Disneyland is not the happiest place on earth for those who dress up as beloved characters.
Many of my castmates suffer from permanent injuries, are told that they are replaceable, and are left unpaid when rain disrupts our shifts.
Courtney Griffith is a Disneyland parade performer, like her mother once was. She says they'd like union protection.
If Disney movies have taught me anything, it's to speak up when you see people being mistreated.
Actors Equity already represents performers at Walt Disney World in Florida, on Broadway, and on tour across the country. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
More than a dozen members of the Kennedy family have formally endorsed Joe Biden's bid for re-election instead of family member Robert F. Kennedy Jr. Kerry Kennedy calls Biden a champion for all the rights and freedoms her father and uncle stood for. She also denounced Donald Trump's re-election bid but made no mention of her brother's third-party candidacy. I'm Shea Stevens. This is NPR News.
This message comes from Fisher Investments, who takes a personalized approach to retirement planning, getting to know your finances, family, and lifestyle to tailor your plan and help achieve your goals. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss.